Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So I thought, well, let's speak to somebody who's absolutely brilliant, because you know what? That's the privilege, is when we get to speak to smart people. And joining me right now is Professor Anton Haber. He's an executive director of the Campaign for Free Expression. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm not sure I've ever had an introduction like that, and now you've given me a challenge.
It's not a challenge. It's what you do every day.
So early in the morning, I have to try to prove I'm half smart.
Listen, God help us if I'm the smartest person in the room. Okay, so, all right. So, Professor Anton Haber, can I just ask you, why do you think it is that South African media seems to have focused on the Shoot the Boer song rather than the other inciting incidents that surround Julius Malema?
Partly because it's the one issue that's kind of undeniable. You know, he put up, for example, the pictures of the white crosses, and that's been knocked down as factually incorrect and inappropriate. And other stuff he's shown has also been shot down. But we do know that it's true that Julius Malema sings that old struggle song, and that old guerrilla song, and it's undeniable. It's been a difficult issue in this country for some years that he provokes by singing a song which, on the face of it, is clear hate speech, inciting violence. But we understand in this country, and it's what the Constitutional Court has found, that it is an old struggle song, that we need to understand the context, that he's doing it particularly to provoke and gain attention, and that we have kind of learned to live with it, rightfully or wrongfully. But it was the hardest point to answer, because it's undeniable that he sings that song and he confronts it in our faces regularly.
So, you know, I was at the NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters. They had an AGM earlier this week, and the guest speaker was Suzanne Lotter. She is the head of the BCCSA. We obviously subscribe to that, and so it was interesting to hear what she had to say. And she was talking about different cases that they have. And one was where it was during the pandemic, there was a complaint against a particular podcaster, which of course is unregulated. But the podcaster was speaking to a soccer player who was saying, well, they think this about the COVID and that COVID doesn't exist and whatever. And she said that they actually found they didn't find for the complainant, because most people will not take medical advice from a soccer player. But I'm not sure that that's actually true. I think that soccer players are influencers, and yes, one needs to understand who the audience is. Now, if Julius Malema is preaching this to people who have very little to lose, they don't have jobs, they don't have homes, they don't have food, they have very limited education, that is more dangerous than if he's talking to, if he was saying this to 10 businessmen at the top of Investec Tower.
So you make a good point. It's certainly a good point about that BCCSA ruling, because it's very clearly a contravention of the code of conduct that BCCSA bases its judgments on. That to spread false and damaging information needs to be dealt with. And we know that spreading false health information costs lives. And I think it's very weak to say, well, it doesn't matter because it's a soccer player saying it, because we know, in fact, sports people can be pretty influential. So it's a great pity if they didn't act against that kind of false information. Yes, Julius Malema does it in stadiums full of people. The only explanation, whether you accept it or not is another thing, is that, you know, it's an old struggle song that has a particular symbolic meaning at a time when a Boer meant a different thing, and that it shouldn't be read literally as a Boer being a farmer. But there's no doubt that...
because what that's saying is that it's saying Afrikaners then, because that's what Boers were, no?
Well, I think they would say it would be policemen and people who represented the South African state. But of course, it's open to interpretation. It's open to different views. But the point is that, you know, there was a war going on, an underground war in this country, and it occurred within that context. Now, you know, I am uncomfortable when he repeats it now, and many people are naturally. But bear in mind that to turn him into a martyr and send him to prison for doing it may make things in this country worse. The courts have lent on the side of freedom of expression and given some scope on the basis that, in fact, their view is that there isn't imminent violence because people see it as use of an old struggle song that has a historical particular meaning. Now, we can disagree with that, but we live in an open society and we have a strong constitutional court, and at least the rule of law held here. You could argue, and I think one should argue, that the ANC doesn't allow its members to sing it, but Cyril chose not to distance himself and let others do it in that meeting. I think our president was on the edge of his seat, trying to hold his tongue, and had made a decision not to confront President Trump about anything, which is probably a wise decision.
Listen, he was sweating up a storm. I mean, I was watching the body language. I mean, that was, if you heard it, it was different to what you saw. It was very interesting.
He was uncomfortable, and I think he was wise, because there's nothing to be gained by telling President Trump, for example, that what he's saying is fake.
Yeah.
Because he's not concerned if it's fake or not, you know?
Yeah, look, didn't do us any favors, that much I can say. And I think we probably agree on that. Just something else that does come to mind is that every genocide started with words. And that worries me, that we're saying, well, you know what, it's freedom of expression. You know, Geigesund, go with our blessing. Anyhow, Professor Anton Haber, thank you so much for this chat so early in the morning. I wish you a wonderful weekend, and hope that we get to chat again soon. That I do apologize that your news headlines with none are late.